Is it true that we could be sort of blown away altogether if things do go wrong in Europe this week? I mean, unfortunately, there are various scenarios opening up. The worst of them is a kind of a massive default, a collapse of the euro, and that is mayhem, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think there's no doubt that if the eurozone were to collapse, if the euro were to collapse, it would be a complete cataclysm for Europe as a whole, and including for countries like ourselves, where we're not in the euro, but where we are massively dependent on demand and prosperity within the eurozone. That's why, you know, whatever your view, whether you think you're a pro-European, pro-European fanatic or an anti-European fanatic, no one can wish on our country the joblessness and the misery that would ensue if there was a total falling apart of the eurozone. And that's why, whatever your views about whether you like this directive or that directive, whether you love or hate that particular president of the European Commission, we all, I think, should do our bit to support a solution in the eurozone, because it's overwhelmingly in our interest, so that should happen.
I heard a story about Angela Merkel today, which said as a child she tried to learn to dive and she stood on the top board and she couldn't quite decide whether to jump or not. Took her a long time to make up her mind. And in a way, you know, this is taking her a long time, isn't it? I mean, we need some action right now.
I think we do need action very soon. I think everybody accepts that. I think the statement from the German and French leaders yesterday in Paris was significant, because it did seem, to me at least, to suggest that they now understand that there's real urgency to it, that the hand in the clock is sort of moving to the sort of 59th minute. We need, I think, a clear roadmap towards new rules in the eurozone, which mean that the currency is buttressed by greater fiscal integration. That might need some kind of treaty revision here or there. The devil will be in the detail on that. That will take several months to thrash out. But I think what everyone is looking for is a basic roadmap for the future in the eurozone at the summit at the end of the week, even if every T has not yet been crossed and every I has not yet been dotted.
As a final consolation, can I just suggest that at least David Cameron's being shouted at by his own backbenchers instead of your backbenchers at the moment? That's something, isn't it?
Well, I don't want to sound pious about it, but there are bigger things at stake at the moment.
Are there?
Yeah. No, yeah. Of course there are. I mean, look, this is a, you know, I don't think ever since European integration started, you know, close to a half a century ago, I don't think we've ever seen this kind of crisis. It is at its worst a kind of existential crisis for the whole process of European integration. And I think anybody who thinks that it's okay to contemplate the collapse of the euro should consider the immense, not only economic instability, but in my view also the immense political instability that will also ensue in the months and years ahead.
And that's a message to the Conservative Party as well, then?
I think we just need to remember what is in our interest. 3 million jobs in our country, 3 million jobs are directly dependent on our role and our access to what remains the world's largest borderless single market. And I don't think it's in anyone's interest, whatever your views on Europe, to jeopardise that in any way.
That's Nick Clegg speaking to me on Merseyside this afternoon.